outside of the music industry, there's a perception of Diddy as a rapper, but in reality, he's one of the most influential hip-hop industry figures of all time. And that's pretty evident from the beginning of his career. He worked at labels in the early 90s. He founded Bad Boy Records in the early 90s, which is endlessly influential. He signed the Notorious B.I.G. And I think there's a real close relationship between Biggie and Diddy the rapper, Combs. When people think of Combs' music, they're often thinking of the records he produced and released, as well as the work he did with Biggie. He has a verse on Mo Money, Mo Problems, which is objectively would be Diddy's biggest hit, but again, it's a feature. It's more accurate to think of him in terms of his entrepreneurial ventures. He is a music mogul, of course, music executive, a producer, but he also had his hand in colognes and perfumes. He was a brand ambassador for Ciroc. The relationship was so close with the liquor brand, some people thought he owned it for a while. He was a reality TV figure, making the band most famously, creating the R&B girl group Danity Kane. He has all of these other avenues and ventures that are really what kind of has defined his career up until this point.
And when we're talking about Combs as a public figure, one of the things that will be presented in court today is a video that his team has made of him. It's about a 11-minute video that breaks down his life, his family, his businesses. It's there to paint a picture of Combs as a man who's devoted to family, who's devoted to his businesses. It shows him opening his schools, those charter schools in Harlem. And one of the things that we also learned is that while he was in jail, he was teaching a course to his fellow inmates, just a life skills course, really.
The question a lot of people have been asking me, and I've been speaking to sources and other figures in the industry, is what sort of becomes Combs' legacy now? Because the perception is he, for a long time, was a sort of hip-hop success story. This is the American dream. You have success through your art, and then you have other successful business ventures, and you sort of pay it forward to the community. I think a lot of it goes down to the actual conviction from earlier this year. As you were mentioning earlier, he was found guilty on prostitution charges, but not those larger sex trafficking and RICO charges, which means there will be a lighter sentence than I think prosecution was mentioning or endeavoring for earlier. And that aspect of it makes it different from another big high-profile case. Something like an R. Kelly is a common comparison, because R. Kelly, of course, was convicted of sex trafficking charges and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. With Diddy, because there aren't those larger charges, some of the sense that I'm getting from other professionals in the industry is that the trial isn't necessarily what's going to color his legacy. It's actually some of the language and the sort of sensational aspects of it. The mention of baby oil in the trial, a lot of language that's come out of this, like freak-offs to use as a description of these drug-addled parties, that's already become hip-hop vernacular. And a lot of like PR crisis folks think that that is actually what's going to sort of eclipse this legacy of him as, you know, larger than life music mogul. It's going to be some of the language and the jokes from the trial, which is kind of interesting.
Maria Sherman, AP music reporter, thank you so much for joining us out here in front of the federal court where Sean Diddy Combs is awaiting sentencing in his case. I'm Julie Walker.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.